All right, welcome back inside the huddle, Don and Jamie, and we are getting ready to have the head coach of the Lady Cougars, Brady Wiles, on. Good morning, Coach. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Tough loss last night, but before we get there, I've already told you and talked to you a little bit about, but I want everybody else to know, we get to the ball game last night, and one of the coaching staff's wife come down and handed me 3 cards to pass out to Carl and Ashley. And, you know, I didn't pay a lot of attention to it when she gave it to me. She's telling me, hey, the girls appreciate what you guys do. And, you know, there's a lot of Carroll folks out there who can't make it to the ball game, or maybe they're away or down the road. And it was important for the games to be able to be the people to be able to watch the ball games. And in it was a thank you card and a gift. And it touched me pretty hard. And I just want to make sure everybody knows how much we appreciate covering you.
Well, thank you. We, you know, obviously it's a special group, and you know, we're all very thankful for you guys to cover us like you do. And you know, like you mentioned, you know, the Wagners have quite a bit of family in Pennsylvania. I have a lot of family in Florida, so you know, for them to be able to watch our group and as good of a job as you guys do, I mean, we all go back and watch every game, and you know, they're watching film right now, and we're on Hoosier Land TV watching it. So we appreciate you guys, and you know, it's a special group, and we're just thankful.
Well, it was a tough night last night, but I guess you can try to pull some positives out of it, and that is, man, you girls fought to the end, and it was a battle from the get go. And you stayed right with it. You know, there was a time in the ball game where I think it was the girls' game where Carl had made mention this game is about to get tipped in a certain way, and then everything kind of fell apart a little bit on the girls' side. I think it was the girls' game, maybe in the boys' game, but that kind of occurred with your girls also.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously credit Prairie for their defensive effort, and you know, they made some timely shots. You know, I'm a big Purdue fan, so I always go back and watch Painter's press conferences, and one of the things that he says all the time is, you know, things look a lot better when the ball's going through the rim. But it, you know, it's what you do when the shot's not falling that defines you. And you know, last night we just weren't making shots, and honestly, we were probably pretty lucky to be tied at the end of regulation, and you know, to get the game into overtime. So, but you know, to be able to get to overtime and shoot as poorly as we did, you know, we have to have confidence if we match up with them in the sectional. So, you know, obviously unfortunate, but all of our goals are ahead of us. You know, we win in 6 days against Tri-Central, you know, we still are the conference champions, and you know, then sectionals are ahead of us. So we've got to flush a tough game last night, because, you know, like I said, all the goals are ahead of us.
So since the Western game at the holiday tournament that you had back in December, they came out with a zone and you know, played havoc to both Allie and Madison. And it seems like the gals are having a little bit of a difficult time of getting that third person to take the pressure off the two, your two leading scorers in Harness and Wagner.
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, obviously our third scorer is sitting on the bench, and, you know, not to make excuses, we've got to have people step up. You know, losing Johnson early in the season, you know, there was a 4 or 5 game stretch where, you know, we told her and her dad, we're like, there was 4 games there where it wasn't a big deal that she was gone. But I think you look at the Western game and last night specifically, you know, there's times that two girls are unguarded, and there's 2 to 3 people on Allie, and, you know, two people focused on Madison. So, you know, those are things that we're working on every day, and you know, I'm confident in our girls. The McCutcheon game, you know, we got 19 points out of Salts and Justice. So they've got to continue stepping up. And what we've got to what they have to understand is, you know, even if they're not scoring, that still means, you know, you can play good defense. That still means that you can get rebounds and not turn the ball over, and you can still play well. So, you know, they're young. We're still pretty young as a team, and, you know, they'll continue to grow.
We're speaking with Coach Brady Wiles of the Carroll Cougars. Hey, Coach, can you talk a little bit about, since class basketball came into effect, that Clinton Prairie and Carroll's got a heck of a rivalry going on. Back in the day, Clinton Prairie and Frankfort, Clinton Prairie and Clinton Central was a heck of a rivalry, along with Carroll and Delphi, and that still is a rivalry. But Clinton Prairie and Carroll, they face off so many times in the regular season for conference championships and in the sectionals, and then in all sports, that these kids just – they're really get up for this game. I know there's a lot of times my kids went through Clinton Prairie and there was nights we're getting ready to travel to Carroll, and man, I really dreaded it. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, when you're getting ready for that game and if that's one you circle early in the year?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I was a part of the rivalry when I played, and, you know, I think it's a little bigger in basketball just because, you know, we both play in kind of small gyms and the crowd's packed and it's, you know, it's a loud environment, but really it's all sports. You know, baseball's, both programs have been good. Football, both programs have been good. And, you know, I mean, as you saw last night, on the boys' side, it doesn't really matter what your record is and, you know, what the rankings are. It's going to be a good game. So, you know, it's definitely one that we circle. You know, Carroll girls basketball has a very rich tradition. Clinton Prairie has a very rich tradition, especially since, you know, Coach Anthrop's been there and then, you know, on. So, you know, yeah, it's one that we circle and it's one that's fun. And
to get games like last night, the outcome, that doesn't start the girls' freshman year. That starts back in elementary school. And I think both programs have done a great job of preparing kids to play in atmospheres like last night. Do you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. You know, the Clinton Prairie League, and then, you know, we've sent teams over there. We send some teams to Legacy, for sure. I mean, these girls go head-to-head in second grade, third grade. And so that's what makes it fun.
Coach, I want to go back to some of your players. And you mentioned Emily Justice and Julian Saltz. Julian probably getting a little more playing time in the last few ball games than in previous times. Is Julian one of the gals that you're going to kind of put a little more pressure on as you head down the home stretch here?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's, you know, when you lose a player as good as Lainey Johnson, it's not one person that's going to have to step up. It's multiple, but, you know, Julian has some natural attributes that just makes her, you know, puts her ahead of other people. You know, she's close to 6 foot tall. She's very long, and she's able to shoot the basketball. So I think the more she gets comfortable and the more she plays, the better she's going to get. And, you know, a couple of us coaches were talking the other night. The positive in losing Lainey is now Justice, Salt, and, you know, a couple other girls are playing huge minutes. So, you know, that just makes us even more excited for next year. But at the same time, you know, we got to have them now.
Yeah, everybody has to remember that just about everybody comes back. Out of the starting role, you're going to lose the Gleason gal and off the bench Daisy, but everybody else comes back, and so the future's bright out at Carroll on the girls' side of basketball.
Yeah, I mean, we're obviously very focused on this year, but, you know, it is exciting to be able to look at your roster and realize that this is more than, you know, more than 1 year. So it's definitely exciting.
Well, Coach, you got an opportunity coming back in about 3 weeks, heading to the Den for the sectional tournament in the IHSAA. And that tournament is packed. And as Jamie said earlier in the cast here, probably one of the toughest sectionals in the state of Indiana.
Yeah, especially in 2A. I mean, you know, Central Catholic's number one in the staggering ratings. They play a 3 or 4A basketball schedule, so their 12-6 record. You know, if they played the same strength of schedule that us and Prairie does, they're, you know, they're probably 19-1, 19-2. So, You know, they're probably the favorites going into it. And then you've got three teams that's kind of right there with them. You've got Seager that's very good, Prairie that's very good, and, you know, and us as well. So, and then, you know, Delphi and Covington aren't bad teams either. I mean, Delphi gave us a game about a week ago, so it should be very tough. And, you know, maybe we'll continue the rivalry in the championship game. I'd take that. Would you guys?
Sure would.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a matchup to look forward to.
Well, Coach,
yeah, for sure.
We appreciate you joining us. We've changed our schedule on Hoosierland TV. We've pulled out of a ball game this week. We're putting in the ladies when they play Casson, so we're coming up, I think it's the 24th or 25th for that ball game. Looking forward to that. And we appreciate you joining us this morning. I know you've got a busy schedule.
Yep. Thanks again for everything, and we'll see you guys at Casson. That should be another good one.
All right. Thanks. We've been speaking with Coach Brady Wiles of the Lady Cougars. Stay tuned. We've got Coach Adam Tessinger up next as you're listening to Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper Insurance.